Hello, are you ready for another Bible story? An amazing, exciting story. Do you ever think that all the stories in the Bible are about men? Well, I'd love to share with you an amazing story about a very brave woman. We're going to the ancient city of Jericho with its towering walls and bustling streets to meet Rahab, a woman whose brave choice changed history. You'll sneak through shadowy alleys, hear whispers of spies, and witness the miraculous fall of mighty walls with a big crash. Are you ready to discover how just one act of courage can make a huge difference? Now, Jericho was a magnificent city surrounded by tall, sturdy walls that reached to the sky. The gates were heavy and strong, designed to keep out any enemy. Inside, the streets bustled with life, children playing, vendors selling goods, and the aroma of fresh bread wafting through the air. Rahab lived in a house built into the city wall itself, providing her with a unique view of the land outside. She was known in Jericho, but what many didn't know was the kindness and thoughtfulness she held in her heart. One evening, as the sun dipped below the horizon and shadows stretched long, two strangers approached Rahab's door. She opened it cautiously to find two men who looked really tired. They'd obviously come a long way. "Please, may we stay here tonight?" one of them asked quietly. Rahab sensed something unusual about them. She'd heard whispers about the Israelites camped across the Jordan River and the wonders their God had performed, parting the Red Sea, defeating powerful kings, and many other amazing things. Now, she nodded. "Come in quickly," she whispered, glancing round to ensure no one saw them enter. Inside, she offered them water and food. Unbeknownst to them, somebody had seen the men enter Rahab's house and reported it to the king of Jericho. "Some Israelites have come tonight to spy out the land," the messenger exclaimed. The king wasn't too pleased. He sent soldiers to Rahab's house. "Bring out the men who came to you and entered your house," they demanded. "They have come to spy on the whole land." Now, Rahab had hidden the spies on her roof under stalks of flax, which is like a kind of grassy plant which is used to make cloth. She faced the soldiers calmly. "Yes, the men came to me, but I did not know where they'd come from," she said convincingly. "At dusk, when it was time to close the city gate, they left. I don't know which way they went. Go after them quickly. You may catch up with them." The soldiers hurried away, believing her words. Rahab returned to the roof. "I know that the Lord has given you this land," she told the spies. "A great fear of you has fallen on us. We've heard how the Lord dried up the Red Sea and what you did to the two kings east of the Jordan." She looked at them earnestly. "Now then, please swear to me by the Lord that you will show kindness to my family, because I have shown kindness to you. Give me a sure sign that you will spare the lives of my father and mother, my brothers and sisters, and all who belong to them." The men agreed. "Our lives for your lives," they assured her. "If you don't tell what we are doing, we will treat you kindly when the Lord gives us the land." Imagine the bravery it took for Rahab to hide the spies and protect them. I wonder, would you be able to make such a courageous, such a brave choice? Night had fallen, and the city was quiet. Stars twinkled above, and a cool breeze whispered through the narrow streets. Rahab led the spies to a window that faced outside the city wall. "Now go to the hills so the pursuers will not find you," she instructed. "Hide yourselves there for 3 days until they return, and then go on your way." Before they left, the spies said, "The oath which you made us swear will not be binding unless you tie this scarlet cord in the window through which you let us down, and unless you bring your family into your house." Rahab agreed. "Let it be as you say." She tied the scarlet cord, that's a sort of red, in the windows immediately. Using a rope, she helped the men lower themselves down the wall. They disappeared into the darkness, heading for the hills. Rahab watched until she could no longer see them. She closed the window and sat quietly, her heart pounding. She had just committed an act of treason against her own city. That means doing something which your people would think was very bad indeed. She felt a sense of peace, trusting in the God of Israel. Over the next few days, Rahab gathered her family, her parents, her brothers and sisters, and all who belonged to them, and brought them into her home. "Stay here with me," she urged. "Do not leave the house." Outside, the city buzzed with nervous energy. The people of Jericho knew the Israelites were near, and fear hung in the air like a thick fog. Rahab's scarlet cord fluttered in the window, a silent symbol of hope and faith. Imagine how she must have felt, waiting and wondering what would happen next. On the other side of the Jordan River, Joshua, the leader of the Israelites, was preparing his people. God had given him specific instructions on how to conquer Jericho. "March around the city once with all the armed men," God commanded. "Do this for 6 days. Have 7 priests carry trumpets of ram's horns in front of the ark." The ark was a special chest. It was special, it was sacred, and the Israelites felt that that was where the presence of God was particularly strong. "On the 7th day, march around the city 7 times, with the priests blowing the trumpets." Joshua relayed these, I think they're rather complicated instructions, don't you, to the people. They crossed the Jordan River miraculously, as the waters just parted for them. They rolled back side to side, just as they had for Moses when he crossed the Red Sea. As the Israelites approached Jericho, the people inside the city watched with apprehension. On the first day, the Israelites marched around the city walls in complete silence, except for the sound of the trumpets. The walls were high and the gates were securely barred. The citizens of Jericho wondered what this strange behaviour meant. Rahab kept her family inside her home, the scarlet cord visible in the window. "Stay here," she reminded them. "We must trust in the God of the Israelites." For 6 days, the Israelites marched once around the city, then returned to their camp. On the 7th day, they rose at dawn. This time, they marched around the city 7 times. The priests blew their trumpets continuously, the sound echoing off the massive walls. After the 7th time they went around, the priests gave a long blast on their trumpets. Joshua commanded the people, "Shout, for the Lord has given you the city." The Israelites raised their voices in a mighty shout. Suddenly, the ground began to tremble, the walls of Jericho shook, and then collapsed inward, stones crumbling and dust filling the air. The Israelites charged straight into the city. Josh had given them specific instructions. Spare Rahab and all who are with her in her house, because she hid the spies that we sent. The two spies went directly to Rahab's house. They found her and her family safe inside, just as promised. Come with us, they urged. Rahab and her family were led out of the city to safety. They watched from a distance as Jericho was destroyed. Though her home was gone, Rahab felt a deep sense of gratitude. She had trusted in God, and he had saved her and her family. Later, Rahab and her family were welcomed into the Israelite community. She married an Israelite man called Salmon, and they had a son named Boaz. Rahab became part of the family line, the line of descendants, which led to King David and eventually to Jesus Christ himself. Now, can you imagine how Rahab's brave choice affected not only her life, but the lives of many generations to come? Do you see how one act of courage can change everything? Rahab's story shows us that courage and faith can lead to incredible things happening. By helping the spies and trusting in God, she saved her family and became part of that great legacy. How might you show courage in your own life? Perhaps there's a situation where you can stand up for what's right or help someone in need. Remember, your brave choices can make a big difference, just like Rahab's did.